We always love it when you make us part of your Saturday here on KGMI Community Connection. Bill Davis, your host. And a quick mention, if you miss a phone number or what the kids say, the URL on the www thing, I still think it's a fad, but you know, who knows? It may be around forever. You can go to our website. Oh, how about that? And that would be mybellinghamnow.com. Our podcasts are loaded up there, and you can listen to them whenever you want to. No more appointment listening. Isn't that amazing with the technology these days? Well, we got something coming up I think it's in May, and some other stuff as well. And a good friend of mine and a new good friend of mine have decided to drop by today. Anna Rankin, race director with Ski to See and Whatcom Events, and also Ariel Bierman, and you're the assistant race director?
I am,
did I get
yes.
that right?
You got it right.
Okay. And Anna's over there saying, wait a minute, you're supposed to talk to me first.
No,
I'm the
I would
race
never.
Director.
No, no way.
How you been?
I've been good.
Well, you and I haven't seen each other, what, for a year?
I think exactly.
Have you been
a year.
That busy?
Yeah, a little busy, yeah.
It's sold out.
I know. It was shocking.
We're talking about Ski to See.
Yeah, we haven't sold out since 2012, yeah. And
well,
certainly
that was your
didn't
goal.
Expect
that was your goal this year.
Sell out in April.
Did you get to all 50 states yet? I know you wanted some representation.
No, yeah. We got to 40 last year, and then we got 3 new ones this year before we sold out. So 7 to go, and I'm just going to plug away until it happens.
Yeah, right. And so it's sold out, which means, I guess, is there a waiting list, or is that full as well?
There is a waiting list, and it is full because we have more teams on the wait list now than we'll be able to accommodate.
Wow.
So far, only about 4 or 5 teams have cleared, and there's 40 on there.
Yeah.
So most teams will just have to wait till next year.
Well, would a team possibly, depending on, you know, what you have to do with the snow, because we're going to address that in just a moment. There's a fun story. I think it's on the CAFE website and also mybellinghamnow.com. I always forget the .com there. About ski or not to ski, because, you know, you guys are a slave to the elements. And
it's
sometimes
true.
The snow's there, and some, well, like last year, my friend Scotty Van Driver over at CAFE, he was in one of the rescue boats. Remember that when the waters were so choppy?
Oh, on the bay, yeah.
Yeah, on the bay, and they you couldn't bring all the kayakers.
Yeah,
the
we had to cancel
in.
It halfway
had
through.
To, had to pull some people out. And he had a great time doing that. Everybody was fine, but it just shows, yeah, we're a slave to the elements.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, the snow. We're getting new. There was just over a foot of snow this week. So if the spring continues to be this cold and kind of stay at this cooler temperatures, we'll be okay. We think there's probably a 70% to 80% chance right now of having ski legs, but we might not know until 2 weeks before the race. So we're coming up with a plan B, or I should say we have already come up with a plan B to move the 2 ski legs down into town for a virtual handoff of a trail run at Lake Patton and a mountain bike leg.
When do you end up making that decision?
We
usually around the end of April.
I mean, I would love it to be the end of April.
Yeah.
It might be the first or second week
over.
Of May. Yeah,
yeah.
Because, you know, once we can look at a 14-day forecast and say, okay, we're not going to have 70-degree weather, we think the snow will stay, then we'll be able to say for sure that we'll have ski legs. Yeah.
That is Anna Rankin, race director, Ski to See. Also, the lady who is waving her hands in the air saying, when are you going to talk to me? That's Ariel Bierman, the assistant race director as well. Can we talk about volunteer? Volunteering?
Yes.
Since it's sold out and you got a waiting list, I'm assuming volunteer-wise, you're not quite sold out yet.
Not even close.
Oh, okay.
No, and we're encouraging anyone that didn't get to participate this year to consider volunteering because it requires over 500 volunteers to make the race happen.
Yeah.
And if we have to go with this plan B, we're going to need a lot more volunteers, up to 60 more. So
I'm thinking, I hope to not put you on the spot here. In years past, there's always been special incentives for the volunteers. And would that be the case this year?
If you consider a really cool t-shirt and a delicious lunch an incentive, then absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so where would they sign up? Is the best thing to go to the website?
Yep, go to the website, skitosea.com/volunteer, and there's a button to sign up, and it'll give you options for different locations, different days. We have stuff besides race day available. We have people that volunteer for multiple days, the whole weekend, so there's lots of options, and we need all the help we can get.
I was about to ask some of those options, because you could either be at the top of the mountain,
If there's a mountain lake, absolutely.
Yeah, if there's a mountain lake, or you can be at the bay.
Exactly. Anything from the top of Baker down to Bellingham Bay, there's Hovander Park, Riverside, lots of options. Packet pickup happens down at the ferry terminal in Fairhaven. Lots of course clearing.
And you get a t-shirt and a delicious lunch.
Exactly. It's totally worth it. Plus lots of accolades for being so great for the community.
Yeah, I was going to say our undying gratitude. Yeah, exactly. Well,
that,
I really need it.
That's the main, well, I was going to say that's the main thing. Usually that should be the main thing. But when they talk, everybody wants a t-shirt, you know, so they can say they did it or they were there.
They're pretty cool this year. We picked a cool green mint color with a dark green. I think it's going to pop really nice. I think the thing that Ariel was touching on was that if racers can't sign up to do the race, volunteering would be the next best thing because you can see what it takes to put on this event that you love so much. Most of the people that we're hearing from on the wait list, I've done it for 20 years, 30 years. I can't believe I didn't get signed up. You know, it's a perfect opportunity to give back to the race that you love, see what it's like on the other side, and be part of the biggest event in Bellingham and Whatcom County.
You know, doing part of the legs, the athletic part, it sounds like fun, but I would like people to volunteer because you can pull the curtain back and you can basically see how the sausage is made. And they go, wait a minute, I had no idea that all this went into it.
Yeah, there's a lot. We start working on it in January, so it's six months of our constant work.
Do you want to touch on real quick some of the other events you got coming up?
Yeah, sure. It's funny how Ski to Sea finishes and everyone's like, oh, great, you must just go sit on a beach now.
Yeah, but that's right. You get to take some time off, play some Canasta, right?
We don't take time off until late October. We have the Tour to Whatcom in the third week of July, which is a social bike ride around Whatcom County with four different routes. And then we do the Mount Baker Hill Climb in September and Trails to Taps in October. And I'd be remiss to not mention that we took over the Junior Ski to Sea race from the Chamber last year. So that's happening this year on May 11th. And there's still a lot of spots for that. So if you have youth from third to 12th grade, we have divisions for elementary, junior, and high school. That still has availability, and that's skitosea.com/junior race. So we also need volunteers there and participants. So that's another way to get involved. That's all down at Lake Patton in the ski area as well.
We got about a minute left to spend with you. I told you the time would go by fast, didn't I? Ariel, anything else you want to add to it?
Just grateful for everyone that shows up to help every year.
Well, volunteering, that's the main thing for this time around.
It's very important, but we're just grateful that this event keeps happening. We just celebrated our 50th last year, and
we did
for the 51st.
I said we, like I had anything to do with it, you know. But you know me, I always love to jump on a gravy train whenever possible.
Well, I mean, just having us on your show every year is something to do with it, Bill.
Well, it's always nice to have you here. And Ariel, pleasure meeting you for the first time. Ariel,
you as well.
Bierman,
thanks, Bill.
Assistant race director. Anna Rankin, still executive race director. I added to your title.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
You're fine with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, I am executive director of Whatcom Events.
Well, sure you
and
are.
Race director. So you can throw those all at me.
Will you can, if you tell me no, I'll be okay with it. Will you have time to stop in before the race again?
No.
Nope. Okay, well, there you go. Sorry. Then hit the road. No, it's really great seeing both.
We Anna appreciate and you having us up.
Yeah,
Bill. You will come back? Nice.
No. Today, we appreciate you having
us
up today.
I thought I heard Ariel say, sure, we got time.
Well, you know, she might want to come up.
Ariel and Anna, both with Whatcom Events and Ski to Sea, thanks so much. And huge success. I predict that for you guys. And volunteer, right?
Yeah, everyone, fingers crossed for the snow, the cool spring, and we'll be set.
It'll look good. We'll continue with Community Connection here just a moment on KGMI.